For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, two mainstream acts with roots in Christian music, one to return to Australia in 2013 and the other to disband. Mute Math is set to return to Australia next March. Now, the American band wowed audiences throughout the country earlier this year with a string of sold-out shows, performing their highly innovative and fearless rock sound. While the group primarily plays almost exclusively to mainstream audiences, lead singer Paul Maney says its roots are firmly in the American Bible Belt.
It has to do with a Bible Belt thing, because I'm the only one in the band that grew up in New Orleans. Darren grew up in the Midwest, in Missouri, and Roy down in Texas. And there is just something about this little pocket of the country. There's a Bible Belt certain culture that we just happen to grow up in different locations, but we're connected through that whole charismatic evangelical movement that was certainly happening at its heights probably in the late 80s through the 90s. And we were just in that, you know, and I think being in that, it just shapes the way you think, just the way that you view the whole world.
Groundbreaking American metalcore band Under Oath has announced plans to disband, but not before releasing a compilation project of its best songs with a couple new ones and presenting a farewell tour. Now, the group secured a remarkable 15-year career that's made a monumental impact on millions of fans, changing the face of heavy music forever. Lead singer Spencer Chamberlain says each of the band members is sad about it, but each feels it's time to close this chapter and move on.
Honestly, man, it's just been a long time coming. I feel like we just got to the point where we felt like if Under Oath couldn't be a full-time touring band and making records and doing all that, then we should just close the chapter as opposed to drag it along. And I feel like a lot of bands show up and people are like, oh, they're still a band and they haven't put something out in X amount of years. We just didn't want to be that band. We recorded the last two songs that we wrote together and we feel like they're our best two songs we've ever written. We're going to do some shows and then, you know, that's it.
It's unclear whether the band's farewell tour will include Australia. Finally, a reminder to check out Australia's National Christian Music Chart online at therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.